Our daily reports with Derek Gould, presented by Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, Lordo's Diamonds, and of course our good friend Ryan Kelly. And Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We have Cardinals baseball coming up today on Fox Sports Midwest, and I'll be paired up with the guys that call it on Fox Sports Florida. So should be kind of unique as you tune in today at noon St. Louis time. And Derek, Daniel Ponce de Leon will get that start this afternoon. And I want to ask you about Daniel. What kind of camp do you think it's been for the right-hander of St. Louis?
Probably not as commanding as he would have hoped, given a shot at the opening in the rotation. He has kind of searched for his, his command. He's had some good outings. He's had some high pitch innings. He's had some fluctuation with his fastball and some results that he's just not happy with. I don't think he has pitched as assertively as he would have liked. Fiddle around with a new curveball. It's a spike curve, and that's a big pitch for him because of how he operates, because of his fastball, right? So he throws a high fastball, and he is okay elevating the ball and has that good spin rate to pull it off, but needs something to play off of that. And the idea is that the curve comes from the same eye level and then drops to another one. And so he's been working on that. It looks good at times. He has a hard time landing it other times. So, it's been an all right camp, but not the camp that, kind of grabs the Cardinals' attention. It's a camp that sets him up on the depth chart, which is in the end, good for him because he's going to be considered, one of the next men up starters.
It's interesting, too, when you think about the Memphis rotation. Daniel Ponce de Leon will be there. For Austin Gomber, though, it has not been, I don't think there's any way you can put it, it has not been a good camp for him, whether he was going to be looked at for a rotation spot or a bullpen spot. For whatever reason, down here, he just has not been able to get traction, and it looks like he'll join Daniel Ponce de Leon more than likely in that Memphis rotation.
Yeah, I think, I think certainly the results in the games, and again, a little bit like Ponce de Leon, where he's had the innings here, he's had the moments there, and you see the stuff, and he too is working on something different with his slider that makes him more playable as a reliever, certainly, but he thinks it gives him something against left-handed batters as a starter too, and that's going to be real valuable to him, but either way, he's got to be able to be more consistent, less elevated with his pitches. He's not a guy who, when he lives up, has a lot of success. And, I think, in his case, the games and the results haven't been there. All the stuff on the periphery, though, has been solid for Gomber, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah,
and that's part
sure.
of camp, too.
Yeah, absolutely. The rotation in Memphis could be really good again. I mean, you think about Daniel Ponce de Leon, you've got Austin Gomber, Ryan Helsley could be in that rotation, and some others. What do you think about the depth in Memphis as we start this 2019 season?
Well, I think, you got to add Woodford into that, too.
Yeah, he's really been impressive.
He's been impressive, and I know Helsley and him, I know Helsley didn't stick around all that long, and that caused some confusion. But he got into games, he got attention, but he's coming off a season where he didn't pitch all that much, and they want him stretched out as a starter, and they weren't going to give him the innings in the majors, so that's where he headed, back to Memphis, and they got their eyes on him down there. He won't be pitching secretly at all. They'll pay attention to what he does. I think it's an all right group. I think it's a strong group. I think a lot of it, to be honest, maybe hinges on what Austin Gomber does. The look of the Cardinals' depth, if Austin Gomber is good and ready to go in the majors, is a lot different than if he isn't.
Let's also talk a little bit about the bench right now, and much of this will depend on what the Cardinals want to do when they break camp next week. And we may not even know at this point next week, on the eve of the opener in Milwaukee, what that team may look like because of injury or guys trying to come back. And that means Jed Jerko. Where do you think the Cardinals are right now with Jed?
So he was supposed to play Monday, didn't. They thought maybe he'd be able to play when they came back from the off day Wednesday. Won't. Now they're looking at later in the weekend as when he returns from this calf injury, and that's even up for discussion. So he will not appear in a Grapefruit League game, even if he comes back this weekend while they still have Grapefruit League games. He won't appear in a Grapefruit League game. And the reason for that is so that they can backdate his DL stay. That's part of this is they, you know, if he appears in a game where they sell tickets, then that's the date by which they can set his DL. If he plays on the backfield and goes with the minor leaguers, those games are free. So they can backdate the DL from there, and they'll want to do that. So they're going to take Drew Robinson and Jairo Munoz to Milwaukee for the workout day while Jed plays back here in Florida and tries to prove that he's ready to go. They think him being on the opening day roster is in jeopardy. Now, that's opening day. I mean, he could join the team in Pittsburgh and have missed all of 4 days. But they want to see him go through the car wash on the backfield where he gets a lot of at bats. He gets innings in the field. He's got to play some shortstop, you figure, right? And get some work there and get some feel there and prove that he can handle that position healthy without the calf bothering him or limiting him. So, you know, all of that is in play. He thinks he can, you know, he says, I'm optimistic. Schilt said, Jed Jerko's a veteran, and of course he's optimistic that for opening day, but the Cardinals are pragmatic, and they're going to be planning to have the two guys there in Milwaukee and likely the two guys to start the year on the roster.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks.
I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
We have 6 games left if you include the game in Memphis. So, you know, 5 down here and then 6 in the exhibition in Memphis and then the opener in Milwaukee. What other question marks do you have for this team with the bench and with the bullpen? What are you looking at right now as we have those 6 games remaining?
Yeah, I think Dominic Leone has pitched really well, and so has John Brebbia. And I wonder if there's just going to have to be a hard call there with John Brebbia. I'm intrigued by that. You know, he's done well this spring. He hasn't, he's pitched like John Brebbia pitches, and he had a great strikeout rate last year. And you know, it's just interesting to think that the bullpen wouldn't have room for him. But you know, you do the numbers, and it looks like he won't be on it. So that's kind of developing here in the final 6 days, and I think that's something to keep an eye on. Cecil starting on the DL will open up another spot, sort of bring some simplicity to that. It does look like they're going to go north with 2 lefties then. So I think that's on the bullpen side, something to watch. Just maybe what they do with Brevi and how they approach him. And certainly what that means for Alex Reyes. I mean, I think his move to the bullpen kind of shifted a whole bunch of stuff. And he was really good in his last outing, and they know he's really good, and they got his stuff. And Schilt and Mike Maddux are really, really intrigued by having him in the bullpen, since Dakota Hudson likely won't be, because he'll be in the rotation. And so you can see how those decisions play off of each other. As for the bench, I don't know. I mean, I guess the biggest question is the backup catcher, right? Francisco Pena versus Matt Wieters.
Yeah, where are you going with that one? I just don't have a good feel one way or another.
I agree with you. I think, Wieters probably breaks all ties because they haven't had a backup like him. Pena's had a good camp. I mean, it's very impressive. And, you know, he missed some time there with that injury, but he came back, has thrown well, obviously has great relationships with the pitchers, and that cannot be overlooked. Wieters has done well behind the plate, I think. At the plate, he maybe hasn't been as good as Pena, But that's, you know, but it's also like sample size and was he getting ready, and you know there's a track record there. So switch hitter, that has an appeal. I think it's really a fascinating race because they obviously signed Matt Wieters to be the backup, right? Just like last year, they brought Carson Kelly into camp as the backup. In these cases, it does look like Pena's made a race of it. He's already won it once, so it'll be interesting to see. I don't know if the Cardinals will let conversations with the two guys dictate that, right? So they have to go to them here in the next few days and ask them, you know, about a willingness to go to AAA. If Wieters says, I want to be a free agent, but Pena said I'd be open to go to AAA, does that make the decision for them? It could be real fascinating.
Derek, as always, great stuff. We'll catch up tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Sounds good, Dan. Thank you very much for having me.